Tuan Jacobson is our latest guest in our KMA Land Senior Spotlight, Maryville Senior Soccer Standout with us right now. Tuan, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. I've been saying your name a lot over the years there when it comes to soccer, and now, finally in your senior year. So tell me a little bit about, just kind of doing the last of everything there within the soccer program. What's that been like for you here in the early going?
Honestly, it means a lot to me. This team means a lot. Taking this time out this year, we had a little bit of a rocky start, but we're getting it going. Our goals this year are just, try to get back to that district final.
Yeah, you have been a part of a lot of great soccer teams during your career, a lot of great players that went on to, play college soccer too, that you played with. What's it been like to be a Spoof Hound here over these last, 4 years?
Honestly, it's been great. The community is really focused on raising each other up on bad days and just pushing each other to the max, no matter what happens. Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to how your role has changed over the years? Obviously when you were younger, there was a lot of older guys on the team that were, key parts of it, but you were always still finding your way there. But how do you feel your role has changed? Maybe not just on the field, but also just kind of as a leader as well.
Well, my freshman year, I was learning a lot from Truett, Hare, and Gabe and all the other guys. But now, becoming a captain, it's really, opened my eyes to, see, how great these guys are and how, to connect with them and play with them.
So as a senior, tell me about being a leader, a guy that's played a lot of soccer. What are some of the things that you can, do for some of the younger players on the team when it comes to, just leadership?
Well, on the field, we like to connect with the younger guys and, tell them what they need to work on and, encourage them, because you can't, doubt on them. But, it's just lifting them up when they make mistakes.
Yeah. For the sake of, the listeners here, what position do you play? Have you always played the same position there?
I am currently playing striker, but no, I have not. I was first left wing and right wing, and then I moved to right back my junior year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've been kind of all over the field. I mean, what's that been like? Or how do you deal with, the changing of positions? Obviously, soccer is soccer, but everybody has a different role there.
Honestly, it's just adapting. It's just knowing what to do and communicating with your coach and your teammates. So it's honestly been great. I loved experiencing it.
Yeah. When it comes to soccer, maybe for a novice, what's the big difference? And obviously, striker, you're on one side, and then you mentioned, being last year and being on the other side of the field. So I guess explain the roles there and how they have changed.
When you're a striker, your main goal is to score and get your teammates up in a comfortable spot. But when defense comes into play, your goal is just to prolong the game so we can win.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to your skills, how do you feel, what do you feel fits your skills the best? What position?
I would say winger, because I have my speed. Yeah. I just like to take the ball and try to isolate and then find a cross or, maybe a shot.
All right, tell me a little bit about soccer, how you got into soccer, how long you've been playing it, and do you play other than with just Maryville?
My dad put me in NPR soccer when I was young, and he was my coach for a little bit. And then I went to Twisters, which is a club team, and now I'm on KC Athletics. So, yeah, I've been playing for a while.
Yeah, do you play any other sports, or are you just soccer?
I play a little bit of basketball, and I do track.
Okay, cool. So, but is soccer the number one for you?
Yeah, right now it is, yes.
Yeah, cool. For you, Tuan, I mean, when it comes to you, your teammates there at Maryville, football is such a major sport in the fall there within, the fabric of not just the school but the town with Northwest Missouri State there. So tell me a little bit about, this soccer program being able to thrive and grow even in the midst of the same season as football.
Well, football is huge. It's really big. So we just got to compete. And we've always been decent. So it's just about, trying to get our name out there, trying to get everyone out there and, cutting the games. And, we've just been pushing that from day one.
It's a lot of – there's got to be a lot of talent for there to, be a great football team and a great soccer team. And certainly Maryville has had that. So what do you attribute that to?
What I contribute to?
Yeah, what do you attribute the success to? Why do you think you've been able to maintain both a great football team and a great soccer team?
Honestly, it's probably the coaches. The coaches are there to lift you up, teach you what you need to learn, and they push you through. Mm-hmm. But some of it's also on the athletes. They take care of your body. You eat healthy, you stretch well, and you recover well.
Yeah. Cool. So obviously it's working well there at Maryville. So as you guys move along here, I mean, what do you think about this team and the aspect or the chances of success in terms of what goals you guys really want to reach? I mean, you mentioned going to that, trying to get to that district championship again. What do you think it will take for this team?
Honestly, yeah, it's just getting back to state. Our offense is great and our defense is developing, but we're just trying to go for people, like get them knocked down and, you know, just win. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your dad a little earlier was a soccer guy. He was your coach there early on in your life and in your career. So do you have like siblings or anything else that played soccer or any other sports there at Maryville?
No, I'm the only child.
Only child. Cool. So you've got the full focus on you there, and certainly you've turned into a great soccer player. So do you have hopes of playing soccer beyond high school?
Yeah, of course. I want to take my skill to the next level and try to provide for a team that can use my skill.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any talks or looked at any schools yet? I mean, it's still very, very early in your senior year.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of coaches down in Central Iowa and like Avila, and then a bunch of like Kansas City schools. So yeah,
cool. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how the rest of your senior year plays out and how your future looks. But Tuan Jacobson of Maryville again on our KMA Land Senior Spotlight. Tuan, it was awesome chatting with you, man. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And we wish you the best.
Of course, you too.